Well, I trust you're thankful tonight for a God who is worthy of our trust. Yes. I love all the characteristics of God that come up in that song. He sees beyond our view. He's sovereign. He's in control.
Amen.
He lives.
Yes.
And so we can trust him tonight.
Right.
I hope that song was an encouragement and ministered to your hearts. And, you know, we come into a setting like this, and there's no possible way that we as the praisemen from Maranatha Baptist University could even begin to know and understand what you are facing. And what the Lord is allowing in your life personally, but we want to encourage you tonight to trust him. Trust him with your fears and trust him with your trials and trust him with your temptation. And he is a God that's worthy of our trust, and I'm so thankful for that tonight. And it's just been such a joy for us to be here. And Pastor, once again, thank you for the invitation. And I want to encourage you again to stop by the table afterwards. Most of us will be standing out there around in the lobby. And we'd love to get to know you a little bit better. Come and ask us any questions that you have about the school as well. And we'd love to tell you more about Maranatha. I'd like us to take our Bibles for just a moment tonight and turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. And just give us a very simple truth. But sometimes I found in my own life, and maybe you found this in yours as well, that the simple things in the Christian walk are often the hardest things to live. And this is one of those simple truths that I found over and over, even just recently in the past year with all that is going on in our world, has been a rebuke and an encouragement and a challenge to me in my walk with the Lord. And so I want to just read one verse for us, and hopefully it'll be a challenge to your heart this evening. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Where the Bible says this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. Here is a simple command, a simple instruction from the Lord Jesus Christ with a wonderful promise that we can claim tonight. Christ says, when you're hurting, when you're weary, when you're worn out by life, come to me and I will give you rest. You know, I probably don't have to spend too much time tonight convincing you that life can be challenging, that life can be difficult, that trials will come and suffering will occur in the life of every believer. Maybe you're sitting here tonight with something in your own life. There's a circumstance or a sickness or a burden that you are carrying. And you may wonder, well, what next? What's the next step? And I want to challenge us with this idea that when we're hurting and when we're burdened with the cares of this life, there should be no other place that we should run to as believers than to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You notice that it's a singular place of refuge. Christ doesn't say, you know what, make more money, have a better job, go to the world, go to entertainment, and you'll find rest. No, he says, come to me.
Amen.
Don't follow your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust me. Take refuge in me. And I love how he describes the person that he's inviting to him. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Here are two descriptors of the person that he invites to come. The first is the person who is laboring. This word has an active idea of those things in our lives that we are choosing to labor in. This is the burdens that we carry from our workplace or in our family. The things that we know God has called us to. But then he goes on and he says, those who are laboring and those who are heavy laden. And these are the things that are more passive. The things that, oh, we don't ask for these trials and for these temptations and for these hurts in our life. This is the unexpected cancer that comes into our family. This is the financial burden that we didn't see coming. And the wonderful reality for us tonight as God's people that it really doesn't matter what type of burden we're carrying. It doesn't matter what type of pain or hurt or fear we're experiencing. Christ wants us to bring it all to him.
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
And then I love this promise. He will give us rest.
Right.
He will give us rest. It's a wonderful promise that we can claim tonight. We can go to the Word of God. We can go to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 and know that in our sorrow and in our hurt, in the burdens that we are bearing, in the fears that we face, he will give us rest. I'll never forget many years ago as a young man. I was about 5 years old, and my dad began to teach me the wonderful experience and the wonderful life skill of how to ride a bicycle. And I think I was about 5 years old, and for my fifth birthday, my dad bought for me a little Tonka toy truck looking bike. And it was real small, it was black, it had really cool yellow stripes all around the handlebars. And when I got that for my birthday, I said, man, this is cool. I'm going to learn how to ride a bike. Well, of course, back in that day, I understand this is different now, which is why I say back in that day. I'm not that old, okay? Training wheels came on the back of these little bikes, and I hear there's a new way to teach kids how to ride a bike, but anyway, I'm not really sure. We had training wheels, and so we would have those training wheels on the back of the bike, and I began to practice and work on my bike skills. And the day finally came where my dad came to me and he said, okay, Micah, today's the day. Give me your little bike. We're gonna do some work. We're going to make some modifications to your bike. And we're going to take those little toy training wheels off of your bike. And you're going to learn how to ride a bike like a big boy. I said, all right, let's do this. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I've been practicing. So my dad took me out to the church parking lot that we were at that week. And he took those little training wheels off. And I hopped on that bike. And my dad grabbed the back of that seat. And I gripped those handlebars as tightly as I could. You know, I didn't want to fall off. Strapped on my helmet, got my elbow pads and my knee pads on, and I was ready to go. Today's the day. I'm going to learn how to ride a bike. Well, the first time, my dad sends me off, and I begin to pedal, you know, as fast as I possibly can. I get about 10 yards down the road, and boom, I take a spill. Whoa, okay, this isn't going to be quite as easy as I thought, right? Here we go. So my dad says, oh, Micah, are you okay? Like, okay, yeah, I'm good, Dad, I'm good. Hop back on that bike and start taking off, and all of a sudden, boom, take another spill. You know, now the tears begin to come, right? And those elbow pads didn't do their job exactly. And I start to bleed and I start to hurt. And, oh, this is just terrible. But I got to learn how to ride a bike. And my dad says, Micah, let me help you. Come here. Like, come to me. Let me give you a hand here. I said, oh, Dad, it's okay. I know I'm crying and I kind of look like I'm hurt. But I really got this all figured out. You see, I'm 5 years old. I'm a big boy. Like, let me handle this on my own. I hop back on the bike and this process continues to repeat and repeat, and I fall, and I hurt, and I'm in pain, and my dad stands there, and Micah, come to me. No, Dad. You see, you don't understand. I've been practicing a lot. I'm a strong 5-year-old guy. Like, I know you've got a lot of wisdom, but I've had a little bit of experience. I know what I'm doing. I can handle this on my own. I think oftentimes as Christians, the same is with us. And Christ says to us here in Matthew 11, verse 28, my child, you're hurting, you're suffering, you're failing, come to me. Amen. No, God, you don't understand. I'm a mature believer. I've been at this Christian walk thing a long time, and I'm really working really hard to stay strong and to stay steadfast. And God, you don't understand my ability. You don't understand my capability. Let me just figure this out on my own. And the father stands and he says, no, my child, come to me. Let me help you when you're hurting. Let me help you when you're afraid. Let me heal your wounds and let me walk with you through the suffering. And learn from me. I will give you rest. Oh, Christian, what has your attention tonight? When you hurt and when you go through pain and suffering, what do you run to first? There are voices that are crying out to us in this old world saying, I'll satisfy. I'll give you rest. Stop here for a while and you just give in to that sin. It'll make you feel better. But no, believer, tonight, rest comes to those who know the Lord Jesus Christ and go to the Lord Jesus Christ in times of hurt. And I just want to encourage us with this simple truth that when we go to Christ, he will give us rest. And what a promise for us to claim tonight. May God help us. Give us the grace in our lives to go to him first and find that strength, because in our weakness, he is strong. Amen. And that's a wonderful promise that we can claim even tonight. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes for just a moment? Ask Dylan to come to the piano, and he's going to play one verse of an invitation hymn. I want to challenge you to, in your own heart, respond to the truth that has been presented tonight. It's kind of gone quick. We've sang a lot of songs about being a good soldier, about trusting the Lord, rejoicing in trials, and the message has come and gone quickly. But in this moment of reflection, I'd ask that you just go to Christ. Respond in your heart to what God is trying to teach you. Say yes to the Lord, even tonight. So right now, as Dylan begins to play, would you do business with God? Playing that wonderful old hymn, I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause, than riches, than fame. Christian, I wonder if that is an accurate description of your life tonight, of your pursuit of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would have him more than anything that this world could afford. Father, tonight we thank you and we praise you. We truly worship you tonight for this promise that's found in Matthew 11, verse 28, that when we go to you, we will find, we will restore real rest to our lives. And Lord, we desperately need that in our lives. We desperately need your presence and your aid and your help as we wander as strangers and pilgrims in this land. So Lord, may we run to you. May we go to you even tonight. Lord, thank you for Worth Baptist Church and just for the wonderful opportunity that we've had to be here tonight. I pray that something that has been said or sung or played would just have been an encouragement and a challenge and an inspiration to these believers here tonight to continue to press on, to move forward to higher ground for the cause of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 40 and verse 31 says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Around me, and my strength is almost gone. When the valley plunges deeper, and life shatters all my dreams, then I lift my voice to Jesus, and he gives my spirit wings. God gives wings. Strength to rise above. God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on crown, and he calls to every Christian, follow me to higher ground. God gives wings as eagles. God gives wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives begin to stumble, and my dreams begin to crumble. I mount up on